Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. I am back in the saddle here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Today is June the 6th, 2021. I have some exciting news as soon as I get through my Bible devotion that I want to share with you. Hint, hint, our family is expanding. So today on our Bible devotion, before I get started, if you have any email, if you want to email me your prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, feel free, guys, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, go to my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. You can catch my live cast. I did a Facebook Live earlier, so you can catch all that with some major special announcements that I'm fixing to announce here in just a little bit. All right, we're going to talk about the seal of the Spirit. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 13, Scripture says, having believed, you have been marked in Him with the seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit. You see, friends, God promises a seal on us when we receive Christ. And that seal is in person the Holy Spirit. By the Spirit's presence, God gives us security and establishes His own ownership over us. You see, friends, the Spirit is also God's pledge. He not only seals the agreement, but He represents God's commitment to see us through. And the fellowship with the Spirit is a sample of what we can expect when we come to the inheritance of heaven. So finally, the Spirit witnessed to us by the Scriptures and within our hearts that Christ died for us and that by faith in Him, we have become God's children. What a wonderful thing to know that the Holy Spirit has been given us a seal and a pledge and a witness. May each of these give us the new assurance of God's unchanging love for us and give us the confidence as we seek to live for Him. All right, now I got a very special announcement. I want to give a big cheer and I want to give some morning crow, Sunday morning crow, which is a rarity. And let's count 10, it down. I'll tell you the announcement.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, my oldest son Cody, who turned 24 yesterday, proposed to his girlfriend. So now I've got a future daughter-in-law. So as my family expands, I want to congratulate Cody and Christine. Got engaged yesterday in downtown Fort Worth, Texas, up top on a building. So let's give them a round of applause for that. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations, Cody and Christine. And the wedding will be next year. Now, stand by. We're not through with surprises yet. You never know what else is going to happen with the Hall family, but I will tell you, stay tuned. More things are to come. Hint, hint. I'll leave it at that. All right, Sunday morning praise. This song, let's put a little love in our heart this morning on Sunday morning praise. By the way, if you want to congratulate Cody, you can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or congratulate me on my future daughter-in-law. That is Al Green and Annie Lennox, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. And this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise. Yes, indeed. Got the news last night that my son, on his birthday, already knew. I just had to keep it under wraps, guys. That I was going to be having a daughter-in-law. So I've got a daughter-in-law coming next week. And she, next year. So she's going to have to deal with me. Can you imagine that? I'm one of the most hardest. No, I'm one of the good guys. So she ought to enjoy it. As long as she takes care of my son, that's all I ask for. Any parent would want to be that way. So again, congratulations, Cody and Christine. All right. Now, on Sunday Morn Praise, we got some more great music coming up. Again, on congratulations for Cody and Christine and me, feel free. Y'all can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or Facebook message me, say, hey, congratulations, CA. I'd love to hear from you. Instant message me, or if you want to put it on my comment screen, I'll have it on the Facebook page. Look it up there, or on my live cast. Y'all look it up there and put a comment in. I'll pass that word to Cody. All right. Well, he got laid to rest already, one of my real good friends. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, I did a B.J. Thomas tribute. You'll have to go back either on iHeartRadio, who we're syndicated by, or all my other networks, Apple Podcast, or even Google Podcast. B.J. died at 78 years old of lung cancer. I got it wrong. Again, he died 78 years old, went home to be with Jesus. Lung cancer, my dear friend. So he is now laid to rest, and we still need to continue to pray for Gloria and family. And I want to play the signature song because he did make a difference in my life with his friendship. As our friendship, we had about a decade of friendship. And he's just a normal human being that loved Jesus. He was an artist. He had his faults like everybody else, but he got redeemed. And now he's up there with Jesus and his loved ones. So, BJ, this song we're going to give to your fans, What a Difference You Made in My Life on Sunday Morn Praise.
Sunshine day. in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain,
Chain Breaker, Zach Williams on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio, CA at the wheel, and it is a beautiful, gorgeous morning. Again, if you guys haven't heard, I've got a daughter-in-law on the way next year. How about those apples for me? Finally, at almost age 55, I'm going to have a daughter-in-law. So hats off to Cody and his proposal. I thought that was very unique. He had talked to me a few days ago. He said, "Dad, what do you think?" I said, "I think you're going to be okay, because, you know, you keep God in it, number one, and you keep a Christ-centered relationship." You know, I marry a lot of people. I've married a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people over the years, and they're like, "Well, what does it take?" Well, if you don't have you and her, he and she, that's two, plus one, one being the major one, God, our Creator, our Lord, Jesus Christ, that equals three. So God, husband, future wife, and be equally yoked. And you know what? I will tell you, prayer time. Have prayer time. Sunday morning praise. Let me ask you guys a question. In life, we all have challenges. You know, Christ always reminds us that our road is not going to be an easy road to travel. Now, one thing that we got to keep in mind is when you're down and out, and Gold City has a song that's out. We should never give up. We should always keep our faith, hope, and trust in what the Lord up above. He's going to guide our paths in the right direction. Sunday morning praise. I'm not giving up. You don't either. On iHeartRadio.
I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, but I'm not. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's on.
And that's right, on Sunday Morning Praise, Truth Be Told, by Matthew West on his new album here recently, brand new. You know, he was on the K-Love Christian Award that was on TBN. Now, I didn't get a chance to watch that, but I heard it was pretty good. And I heard the interview on the air, and he really enjoys being a host. So that's good for him. And, you know, I enjoy my friendship with Matthew West. He's a great guy. And I'm glad a lot of the artists are out getting ready to do more concerts and stuff. All right, now I'm going to read another Bible devotion for you on Sunday Morning Praise called A Clear Conscience. In the book of Acts chapter 24 and verse 16, Scripture reminds us, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men. You know, Benjamin Franklin, friends, composed this little rhyme. You know what it said? Keep conscience clear, then never fear. George Bernard Shaw, the Irish writer, said, better keep yourself clean and bright. You are the window through which you must see the world. So if your conscience was such a vital concept to the circular writers, right, how much more concerned should we as Christians be about our conscience or without offense toward God and men? Without a conscience, we would be a rudderless little ships at sea, or even the missiles without a guidance system. You see, friends, God has given our conscience to us. Its very presence is a reflection of God in this human soul. Sin, however, can dull or distort our conscience, silencing its voice or leading astray. But God's word can purify or sharpen our conscience. And when that happens, he fuels the path of our righteousness for his sake. Find that in the book of Psalms chapter 23 and verse 3. Is this happening in your life? That's my question for you. I want you to think about that. Okay. All right. Speaking of Toby Mac, he's been touring. Here's a Toby Mac song with Kirk Franklin on Sunday Morning Praise, Lose My Soul.
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal.
Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands, cause they change. chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix, and I'ma be a husband who stays legit. And I pray that I'm an artist who rises above the road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me, though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast for the eyes, a low blow to purpose. And I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
I have to follow Jesus. says that the life of the flesh is in the blood, and the wages of sin is death. But one day, 2,000 years ago, you shed your blood, you gave your life, and you paid the death penalty for my sins on the cross of Calvary, and I want to praise you for it. That's why, right now, I want to thank you. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for giving me new life. Thank you for making me a new creation in Christ. And when I look back at what the world has done to me, and what the cross has done for me, there's no question in my mind when I say, Lord, behind me.
That's right, no turning back, as Carmen well said that. My dear friend, the late Carmen. Goodness, what a talented voice. We have lost some talented friends, but I know they're up there in glory land, just rejoicing in the Lord. And I'll see them one day up there, my brothers in Christ and my sisters in Christ. God bless them all. Okay, well, before we lead off in prayer, again, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, guys, feel free to email me at the iHeartRadio studio here in Fort Worth, Texas, anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you want to send me a congratulations, or congratulations, Cody and Christina, let me know and I will forward that to Cody. Or if you want to put it on the comments, I'm going to be doing on my live cast. You can do that as well. Okay. I almost got a hiccup. Sorry about that on the air this morning. Okay. Let's lead off in a prayer as everybody gets ready to head to church or do whatever you need to do with your family, refreshed with a brand new week. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for all you do. We pray for a great week. Father God, we know that our life is in your hands and we love you so much. Watch over God and protect us. In Christ's name we pray, amen. All right, friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point, what dot? That's right, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. We will be talking to you soon. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.